Harless felt naked without even a pea suit when the others in the shuttle wore PPUs and armor. Six of them were neuro-enhanced Marines, huge and bulky in their battle armor. At their order, he called down to the shuttle field. Someone answered, he didn't know the name, and turned on the field's electronic guidance system. He couldn't see it himself. This shuttle had no windows. The hatch opened, and the scent of Cerealis rushed in, the smell taking him back to a childhood that now seemed very far away. In the midst of them, feeling small and vulnerable, Harless walked across the field, wondering why no one had come to meet them. The men looked this way and that, assessing, cataloging.
Piece of cake.
Find us transport.
But the hangars and shelters were empty. In the office, the only sign of occupation was the main control board, powered up and humming faintly.
They're playing hard to get, are they? Want to hunt?
The other men grinned, too, and nodded.
We'll see. Looks like we have to walk. Where's this bank, Harless?
The village street in early summer looked like a travel poster. The neat stone buildings, the planters full of flowers, more flowers on the vines that clambered here and there. A marmalade cat raised its head from a doorstep, then slid down and into a flower bed between cottages.
Where is everybody? They just run off in the fields?
One of the NEMs kicked open the door to the bank.
Some security.
They herded Harless inside. No one was there, but the autobank was on, just as the shuttle field power had been on. Harless entered his access codes and his credit cube and waited for the light to come on. The autobank transferred the contents of his accounts to the cube. He strained to remember Bunny's code. The bank would lock out for 2 hours if he made a mistake. But his first try worked. Bunny's account balance, however, was zero.
Get your off-world accounts.
Harless entered the complete access codes for financial Ansible transfers and waited.
Ansible access denied. Enter correct code.
They changed the codes. They changed the codes.
He backhanded Harless across the face.
And all you had here was a lousy 200,000?
Taylor jerked his head at the others.
Let's go.
I can get more. I know I can.
Shut him up.
One of the NEMs flipped his weapon over and tapped Harless on the shoulder.
Stuff at the house, Captain.
Knick-knacks. Probably all that's left. The sieves have run out like the rabbits they are. They'd have taken the good stuff that was easy to move, unless you'd like some nice sheets and pillowcases.
I'm happy with the ones I have, sir.
Harless looked up the street, where the top stories of the house rose above the trees that edged the gardens.
Want a last look, Harless? Think there's something worthwhile they didn't take away or locked up so you can't get at it?
Pictures, books, tableware, furniture, weapons.
Weapons?
Hunting weapons and old ones, antiques.
Antiques, right. I'm not getting blisters going up there for souvenirs.
Taylor led the way back to the shuttle. Harless looked around, hoping against hope that someone would come to rescue him. There were only 20 mutineers in the landing party. He knew the militia could muster more than that.
Can't they see I'm a prisoner?
No one came, and the NEMs shoved him back aboard the shuttle for its return journey. When they got back aboard, Taylor had two men bring Harless to the bridge.
I think this smug little world needs a lesson, as does Harless here. We're going to break a few windows, knock down a few chimneys.
He looked at Harless.
We'll start with your house, Sir Thornbuckle.
He turned to his weapons officer.
You have the coordinates. Drop one down the middle.
No, don't do that. Why destroy it?
Because I want to. Because I can.
But they didn't do anything to you.
They didn't. You did. You lied to me, and it annoyed me. And when I'm annoyed, sometimes I take it out on things.
But it's mine! It's mine! It always should have been! And besides, it's beautiful!
Not anymore. Show us, Leon.
Up on the screen, the great house appeared, serene and lovely in its encircling gardens and lawns, glowing in the early summer morning light, as beautiful as Harless had ever seen. He could almost smell the roses. Then the missile struck. The house bulged, as if swelling with outrage, and was hidden in a boiling cloud of explosive debris.
Oh, good shot. So much for that one.
The expanding cloud from the first explosion obscured the view of the stable, but not the second billow, the thicker, more boiling cloud. Harless felt sick. His stomach churned. He had never liked horses that much, but he had never wished them harm either. And he could imagine the terrified animals that weren't killed at once, the shattered legs, the blood.
We got what we came for. Now that we have the money.
Lob a few more at him?
No, we might need our weapons for something else. But it makes a statement. Nobody's going to think we're playing a game.
Sir Thornbuckle seems unwell. Smithers, take him to his cabin.